Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show.
German Fest style.
We're joined on the line by John Dunn of the Amherst Historical Society. Have the German music playing because their German Fest is coming up this Saturday. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Why did you choose a German Fest? What's the history behind that?
The early settlers in Amherst were, a lot of them were Germans or German descent. And they came in to land, you know, work the farms and stuff. But then they started working in the sandstone quarries, and the word got out to other Germans, and we had a great influx of German heritage or people of German descent coming to work at the quarries. In fact, in 2012, I think Amherst population was just over 12,000, and about over 30% of that was German. So that's kind of where we got the German Fest from.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And again,
Well, the German founded town, actually. Schupp, Harris, these people all founded this little town of Amherst. At that time, it was called North Amherst. Now it's just Amherst. Sandstone capital of the world, of course.
Has that heritage been celebrated throughout the years?
You know what? I think so. I deliver Meals on Wheels also. And I delivered to some people who were Germans, and they used to tell me, they told me that German was spoken on the streets quite a bit. So, I mean, that's going for a long time. So that's kind of how we ended up with the German Fest.
Well, you'll have German food, German music, I suppose, this coming Saturday, 2 to 10.
We do. We have Hank Howard Ensemble, which is a great German band. They play, you know, of course, German music. But they travel all over the state, so they're quite renowned. And we also have the STV Bavaria dancers between bands, so that's another one. We have Ed Klimchek, who starts off our music entertainment at 2:15, and then the dancers at 5, and Hank Howard Ensemble at 6 p.m., till closing.
And this all takes place at the Amherst Sandstone Village, right?
This is at the Sandstone Village. It's about a 2.5 miles south of Route 2 on Oak Point, North Lake Street. You head south and take a right on Milan Avenue, and the Sandstone Village is about 500 feet up.
Talk a little bit about that Sandstone Village, how that came to be, and exactly what's there.
Well, the only original building on the property is our Grange Hall. That's like an old one-room schoolhouse. All the other buildings were all moved there. We have a chapel that was moved there that was in downtown Amherst. We have the Harris Dewitt House, which is one of the founders of Amherst House. That was also moved there. We have an Octagon Barn that was moved from Oborn Road, was moved over there. And a lot of that was done by donations of one of them is the Nordstrom Family Foundation, who helps us a lot. And they moved some of the buildings at their cost. We have an old barn there. It used to be a barracks back then. I think it's World War II, and it's World War I even. And actually, on the side of the building, on the side, they have the score by inning of the 1948 World Series game. So that's kind of neat. What else we have? We have an art gallery. We have an old garage. I'm trying to think. We have a pig barn and a blacksmith shop. So we have a lot of things there to do. And at the German Fest, we have a lot more activities to do. We have Noel Scholes. He does balloons. Ty Tizerman called knots and different figures. We have horse rides, face painting, fish pond for the kids. We have a lot of children activities also. We have Jungle Bob there with his live animal show. So,
John, don't know if
you're excited about it.
Yeah, John, don't know if you would know this, but this is off the beaten track. We're talking about sandstone. If Bruce were to start a sandstone company, could he go to the quarries? Is there still sandstone down in there that could be mined?
There is sandstone down there. There's a lot of sandstone, not only in Amherst, but in South Amherst and Birmingham, I believe. just not being worked right now. I believe the Cleveland Sandstone, which was the last company that mined it here, is now in Vermilion, but that's just the offices. So I don't think you could mine it here. They're still there for sandstone to be, you know, mined out, but obviously it wasn't enough to keep the business going. But there is still sandstone there, yes.
We're talking with John Dunn from the Amherst Historical Society about their German Fest this Saturday. It goes from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock. You mentioned the entertainment, also the activities. A lot of activities for kids. I see there's also a quilt show, and you'll have some quilts on display, too.
Yeah, we have the quilt show. That's in the St. George Chapel. Some people who have quilts, they've come every year, and they display their quilts. And we welcome anybody, if they have a quilt, to bring it along, and, you know, we'll display it for you. So we try to get as much activity. We actually had a German motorcycle and a Volkswagen camper all on display, but this year that won't happen because the gentleman who bought that had just passed away. So we're looking for, trying to scramble to find something to replace that, but I don't know what that'll be yet.
Now, I know that besides when you have these, outside of the festivals, you talk about the Sandstone Village. You do programs there in your one-room school to teach kids, I guess, of what school was like at some particular time
we
in
do.
Our century.
In fact, this past July, we had a history program which ran for a week to kind of tell about Ohio history and our local history also. We have, in October, we have an event called By My Lantern's Light, which is we take people on tours, probably groups of 10 or 12 people, to each building in the village. And we carry the guy will carry a lantern. That's why it's By My Lantern's Light. And at each destination they go to, there'll be a storyteller there. We'll tell a little story about the history or something that happened in town. So we have that. And also we have Christmas in the village. And when these are have these events, all the buildings are open so you can tour them.
Now, during this German Fest, will the buildings also be open for
the buildings tours? Will be open for everyone to tour, and we'll have docents that will be dressed in period costumes to go along with the tours.
Oh. Is that something that you do on occasion, John?
I have done it, yes. Oh. I have done it on occasion, but usually I'm not the one that does that.
I see.
But I do fill in every now and then.
The Amherst Historical Society has their German Fest this weekend from 10 to 2 at the Amherst Sandstone Village on Milan Avenue in Amherst. If people want to find out more details on it, or what's the best way for them to get all any other information about the Amherst Historical
Society?
Well, they
can call our office number, which is 440-988-7255. Or they can call me at 440-714-4573.
All right. Well, have fun this weekend. Don't have
oh,
too much.
Oh, we will. Don't it's have... a great event, yeah. And I hope everybody would come out and see it. It's a lot of fun and a lot of things to see. One of the biggest things I hear from people that come here is that I never knew this is out here. This is beautiful. So okay. It's something you ought to come see.
Sounds great. John Dunn, Amherst Historical Society, German Fest this Saturday from 10 to 2. John, thanks for sharing the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.